To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. As for the blessings of durood and salawat and salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the benefit of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are many. And one of them is this blessed hadith mubarakah, where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that last night I saw something very strange. A man from my ummah who crossed the sirat, in the pool sirat, in the bridge of sirat, dragging himself and sometimes crawling on his knees. Meanwhile, the salat that he had sent on me arrived. It made him stand up on the bridge to the extent that he crossed the bridge of Sirat. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, I welcome you to our show, Turning to Allah Almighty. Alhamdulillah, many topics have been discussed and many topics will be discussed under this beautiful silsila, Turning Towards Allah Almighty. And today's episode, or the discussion of today, will be the antidotes of anger. As we all know and we are all aware that we are insan, and sometimes we are caught up with anger to a point that at times we begin to utter words and sentiments and sentences that tomorrow we tend to regret about those sentences. When we are provoked by anger, we sometimes do things that later on, if not immediately, we tend to regret for having done those particular things. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will try to discuss some of those antidotes of anger. What should be our approach towards anger? How should we tackle anger when it comes to myself and yourself? But before we do that, we need to understand what is anger. And explaining the definition of anger, I will quote a very great Islamic scholar. And this is a mufassir of Quran, commentator of the whole Quran. And that is Hazrat Allama Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, who has stated, anger is that emotion of one's nafs that provokes him to take revenge. This is the definition of anger. That emotion that comes in us, that tells us to take revenge, that keeps telling us that why we keeping quiet when we are provoked? Why are we silent when someone speaks ill of us? And that nafs tells us that we should retaliate. That nafs tells us that we should take revenge. This is the definition of anger, according to a great personality, Hazrat Allama Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Once Shaitan tried all he could to trap one pious person, and by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, this pious person managed to escape from the trap of Shaitan. So this particular pious person, through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, he escaped the plan of Shaitan. Then Shaitan said, at least ask me how I deceive people. And this pious person said, yes, tell me, how do you deceive people? Shaitan replied, he says that I have 3 traps. The first one is stinginess. It is the trap of Shaitan. And secondly, anger. And thirdly, intoxication. And explaining all these 3 traps, Shaitan said, when I throw the person into the trap of stinginess, he gets entangled into the trap of wealth. And I keep reminding him that he has very, very little money. That when I push him and I throw him into this trap of stinginess, as part and parcel of my trap, I keep telling him that he has very, very, very small little money. And therefore, after becoming a victim of stinginess, he refrains from even spending on the obligatory matters. And he is attracted to other people's wealth. And then, entrapped in the greed of wealth, he drowns himself into the mush of sins. Allahu Akbar. When a person is trapped by Shaitan, Shaitan keeps telling him that he has very, very little money. And then when he starts looking at his money being very little, he starts now eyeing and wishing for other people's wealth. And for him to end up having big amounts of money, what he does is he will start falling into sins. And he will start falling into doing illegal businesses. He will start doing things that are outside the Sharia just to have that particular money. And this is a trap of Shaitan. Then he says that when I manage to make someone fall into the trap of anger, which is his second trap, he says that I play with him and toss him around in my group of shayateens as children play with a ball. Regardless of his high status attained in knowledge and deeds by an angry person, even if he can resurrect the dead people by his du'as, but this person, he is such a pious person. Not only is he a pious person, but he is also very, very knowledgeable. What about the power of his dua? The power of his dua can also be such that if he makes dua for those people who are dead, they will come back to life. Shaitan says, even if this person has or possesses these qualities, Shaitan says, I am still not disappointed by him. I always have hope that he will lose his temper. And at some time or the other, in a burst of anger, he will utter such a thing that will destroy his hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Shaitan is always hopeful that a person will lose his anger. If we give Shaitan a hope that we will get angry at some point, no matter our status in the community, no matter our status in terms of knowledge, no matter our status in terms of du'as, even if our du'as would resurrect people, but if we cannot control our anger, there is a hope for Shaitan to say that I know this person, he may be such a great personality in the side of community, he may be a learned person, his du'a may be so strong, his du'a may be so pious, his du'a may be so accepted, that he can even resurrect dead people. But if he cannot control his anger, Shaitan says that I know one day in a state of anger, he may say something that will destroy his hereafter. Look at what anger can do, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel. And it is for this reason that we have this topic today, antidotes for anger. How to treat anger? What medication can be given to to ourselves in order to control our anger, lest we become the victims of anger, which will lead to shaitan tossing ourselves in the group of his shayateens, just like how small little children play with a ball. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala really make us from amongst those who can indeed treat their anger and control their anger. And as for intoxication, shaitan says that the person who falls into this trap, the person who's drunkard, he says that I effortlessly, without any effort, I take him towards any evil the way a shepherd takes his sheep. A person who is intoxicated, shaitan says, I do not need any effort to draw him into any sin. I do not need any effort to tell him what to do. I take him wherever I want to take him, just like how a shepherd takes his sheep. In this way, shaitan explained the wealth of angry men. For shaitan, he is no more than just a ball in the hands of children. It is for this reason that whoever gets angry should have patience so that he doesn't become a prisoner of shaitan, resulting in the possible wastage of his good deeds. Therefore, viewers of Madani Channel, it is necessary to treat anger, lest shaitan gets all our good deeds destroyed due to our anger. Hujjatul Islam Hazrat Allama Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali Rahmatullah Ta'ala has stated that curing anger and suffering hardships and showing forbearance while treating it is obligatory, because majority of people will enter into the fire of Jahannam due to anger. He says that to treat anger, and also bearing in mind that whilst you are treating anger, you will come across many hardships and challenges and difficulties on your way. But to be patient and to have forbearance whilst treating this anger, Hazrat Allama Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ta'ala says that it is compulsory, it is obligatory. Why is it obligatory? He says, because majority of people will enter the fire of Jahannam due to anger. And therefore, viewers of Madani Channel, every believer, every Muslim needs the antidotes of anger. Anger can practically be cured, dear viewers of Madani Channel, if one seeks the awareness about the excellence of controlling his anger and forgiving others. Whenever we fly into the range of anger, we should try to control it by pondering over the virtues of controlling anger. It is stated in Sahih al-Bukhari that a man approached the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and humbly asked, O beloved of Allah, please advise me. O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that do not get angry. He humbly requested for advice more, and the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the same reply that do not get angry. Allahu Akbar. Three times this particular person asked some advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and three times he has been given the same reply by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that do not get angry. Why is this? This is simply because many things can happen due to anger. So in order to save your tongue, in order to save yourself, do not get angry, because for as long as you are not angry, shaitan will not attack you. But for a moment when you get angry, then shaitan comes in the picture and then he starts tossing you around and you will start saying things that he whispers in your ears, and such that those things at times may be such statements that will take us out of the fold of Islam. Sometimes maybe sentiments that will hurt even innocent people. Sometimes will be sentiments and statements that tomorrow, when we are told that this is what we have said, Allahu Akbar, it will be so much of sharam to ourselves. Really, they are viewers of Madani Channel. We should not get angry to fulfill our nafs. We should not get angry to please shaitan, because shaitan wants us to go into the fire of Jahannam with him. Today we have many people who are physically very, very strong. We have people who can take other people down, big wrestlers, known in our communities, known in public spaces, that this man is lifting so much of weights, that this man, this is his strength, this is what he can do. He can put another man down. You cannot stand in front of him. But according to a blessed hadith mubarakah, who is the strong man? According to a blessed hadith mubarakah, it is stated in Sahih Bukhari that the powerful man is not the one who is a wrestler and overpowers other people, but the powerful man is one who controls himself whilst in the state of anger. That is the strong man. That whenever he is angry, he cools himself down. He doesn't let shaitan overtake him. As much, even if he is such a strong man, even if he is a weak man, but if he controls his anger, according to this blessed hadith mubarakah, in the sight of Allah and in the sight of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is a very, very strong man, even if he is a physically weak person. And even if he is a very healthy and very much good built personality, if he can control his anger, the strength will be by the fact, the definition of his strength will be by the fact that he can control his anger. Not that the definition of his strength will be defined, or his strength will be defined of how much weights he takes. Therefore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us not think we are strong when we can bring another man down. And our strength is defined by controlling our anger. It is stated in Kanzul Ummal that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, whoever has the ability and power to express his anger, but he controls it, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Azza wa Jal will fill his heart with the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. In other words, whoever will have this godly given ability of holding his anger, not letting shaitan take over his anger, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will fill the heart of this person with his pleasure. And another antidote of anger is that when one gets angry, he should recall the way of life and the parables of our pious predecessors. Think how the companions of the Prophet ﷺ would have handled this particular situation. Think of those incidents and situations where there was an angry person. How did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam deal with this particular person? How did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advise him? Look, think of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Shafi, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Think of all these great personalities, thinking of them and contemplating on how they would have handled this situation where anger is in the picture. Thinking of them on its own is actually an antidote of anger. Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah has quoted that a person talked rudely to Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu bowed his head and said, "Do you want me to become angry? And then I can start becoming arrogant, and then at the end of the day, I inflict cruelty on you, so that on the day of Qiyamah, In the presence of Allah Azza wa Jal, you demand for recompensation for the cruelty that I may have inflicted upon you. He says that I will certainly not do this. Saying this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu then remained silent. This is a person who spoke rudely about Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala. Despite having all to punish him, despite having everything at his disposal to inflict cruelty upon this person, he kept quiet because he knew that if he is going to react and retaliate on the day of Qiyamah, this particular person will come to him and then he will demand a recompensation. Who doesn't need good deeds on the day of Qiyamah? And this is a message to you and yourself, dear viewers of Madani Challenge, that we need good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. And imagine if people will be coming to us and seeking recompensation for things we have done to them when we were angry. And then we realize that it's actually shaitan that has pushed us. Can we then say we want to go back to the world and rectify our mistakes? It will be too late. So now when we still live in this world, let us try to take all the advices and antidotes of anger, so that we do not become victims of shaitan. It has also been stated that a person saw at Hazrat Sayyidina Sha'abi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. He replied that if you have spoken the truth, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me. And if you have lied, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive you. So he said, you're speaking ill of me. Look, if what you are saying about me, it is true, I seek for forgiveness in the court of Allah. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me for all the truth that you have spoken about me. But if you are lying about me, if whatever you are saying about me is all false, then may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive you. Allahu Akbar. What a good lesson is this, especially for you and me, and for the whole entire ummah of our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today someone speaks ill of ourselves, even if it is rumors, we are ready to fold our sleeves, go and beat that particular person up and show him who we are. Even if somebody just said it and we do not have the reality about the situation, straight away, we want to fold our, sleeves, get out of the house, call everybody else and go and fight this particular person and show him who you are. But look at this great personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Sha'abi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that he said, if what you are saying about me is true, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me. But if what you're saying about me is false, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive you. He is making dua. He is seizing this opportunity to make dua for himself. He is seizing this opportunity to make dua for this particular person. In other words, he is seeing the whole positive moment and advantage in what may have seemed to be a problem in ourselves. That instead of arguing with this person, instead of insulting him, instead of retaliating, no, he doesn't do that. He says, if what you're saying is true, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me. Allahu Akbar. So he's making dua, he's earning reward. And then, if whatever you're saying about me is false, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive you. So this situation, he has taken it so positively that he has benefited himself and he has also benefited this particular person that may have been speaking ill about him. And therefore, viewers of Madani Channel, let us learn that we should not follow rumors and think that we are very strong, we can take another person down. Look at the positivities in every situation. And if we can follow this particular example that was laid by this great personality, our days, our nights, our mornings, our afternoons will be Madina, Madina. Hazrat Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was informed that someone was speaking ill about him. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that I take an oath by Allah Azza wa Jal that I will surely upset shaitan. Allahu Akbar. There's a person, I mean, he's been informed that he's talking ill about him. But what does he say? Does he fold his sleeves and he says, look, I'm going to show him who I am? No, he says that today I will surely upset shaitan. He then made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever ill he has spoken of me, if I possess those faults, then forgive me and guide me. And if he has made false accusation against me, then grant him forgiveness. Look at the way our predecessors would look at the situations, that they would make du'as for those who are speaking ill of them. And ourselves today, instead of making du'a, we want to go out and fight. Instead of making du'a for them, we want to show them who we are. Look at the companions of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that they would seize this so-called problem as an opportunity to make du'a for themselves and also to make du'a for those that would be speaking ill about them. It is said that a wife of a person once added too much salt in the food. He got very furious but managed to control his anger. And how many of us that a little bit of salt is added in the food and then our anger shoots beyond the roof? How many of us that today when there isn't much salt in the food, we make so much of noise and we want to beat up, you know, families, we want to beat up our wives at home, we want to show our anger. But this particular person, what happened? He controlled his anger, thinking that I also make so many mistakes. I mean, we cannot say we're not making mistakes, just like this person. When he wanted to react, he thought to himself that let me control my anger because I also have so many mistakes. If I treat her harshly today due to her mistake, Allah might also punish me for my sins on the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, he overlooked this mistake without telling his wife anything. After his demise, someone saw him in a dream and asked, that how did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you? He replied, that torments were about to be inflicted upon me due to the abundance of my sins. But then Allah Azza wa Jal said, that my bondwoman, referring to the wife of this person, that my bondwoman had added too much salt in the food and you had forgiven her mistake. I also forgive you today in return for that act of kindness. Allahu Akbar. A person who had so much of sins, but just one act of kindness that he showed to his wife, instead of speaking harsh to her, instead of shouting her for having added too much salt on food, he controlled his anger. And in return of this one act of kindness, Allah Azza wa Jal forgave his sins. This is a very huge lesson to all the husbands of today. This is also a very big lesson to every ummati of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that this is actually a normality that women are being scolded at. Women are being shouted at for adding a little bit of sugar, for adding a little bit of salt, when something is not to our liking in terms of taste, then we want to shoot our anger over the roof. But remember what happened to this person. By controlling his anger, he was forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal also forgive us. Until we meet again, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the topic of our discussion was antidotes for anger. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from those who can control their anger. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from among those who can repel shaitan away from ourselves as a result of controlling our temper, as a result of controlling our anger. Because when we are angry, then shaitan jumps into the conversation. And then what he does, he takes everything out of proportion. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala really grant us the ability to control our anger. Ameen bijay nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To Allah we turn, in prayer we
stay, to Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way, guided by His light we find.